All right, get ready to dive into some really thought-provoking material today.
Oh, yeah?
You've sent us this chapter, Equatus,
right.
from David Noel Lynch's anthology.
Yeah.
And we're here to unpack it.
Yes. And just to add another layer of intrigue,
okay.
this book wasn't solely penned by Lynch.
Okay.
He collaborated with an AI, Gemini 1.5 Pro.
AI co-writing a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating. It's like a glimpse into the future of storytelling.
Absolutely.
But for now, let's focus on Equatus.
Okay.
What are the big takeaways we should be looking for as we explore it?
Equatus is like a key
okay.
that unlocks Lynch's mind-bending Noelian universe theory,
mm-hmm.
a completely unique way of looking at reality.
So before we even crack open Equatus,
yes.
we need to understand who Dave Noelian is
yes.
and what this Noelian universe is all about.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now, you might be surprised to hear that Lynch's background
okay.
isn't what you'd expect.
Well,
he started in tech and project management, worlds away from the theoretical physics and philosophy he mm. delves into now.
Yeah, it sounds like there must have been a turning point,
Get
something
ready.
That pushed him towards these complex ideas.
There was a pivotal moment,
okay.
a near-death experience.
Oh, wow.
That changed everything. Lynch talks about feeling his consciousness leave his body
uh-huh.
and entering a realm where time flowed differently.
Okay.
He encountered a voice, saw visions, and felt an overwhelming sense of interconnectedness
wow.
with everything around him.
That's an incredibly powerful experience.
Absolutely.
It's no wonder it had such a profound impact on his thinking.
It was a catalyst. It sparked his fascination with mm. consciousness, reality,
mm-hmm.
and the very nature of existence.
Wow.
Ultimately leading him to develop the Noelian universe theory.
Okay, I'm ready to have my mind blown.
All right.
What exactly is the Noelian universe?
It's definitely a shift in perspective. Imagine a universe
okay.
where past, present, and future aren't a straight line,
okay.
but intertwined, more like a dance. This is the core of Lynch's idea
mm.
of the ternary structure of time.
Okay.
It means that past, present, and future all exist simultaneously, huh. constantly influencing one another.
So it's not a simple journey.
No.
From point A to point B.
Yeah.
Everything is happening all at once.
More like a constantly evolving spiral.
Okay.
And intertwined with this concept of time.
Okay.
is another key principle.
All right.
The interplay of control and chaos.
Okay.
Lynch sees these two forces
right.
as fundamental to shaping reality.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it like two sides of a coin, always present, always interacting.
That makes me think of the yin-yang symbol.
Yes.
Where opposing forces coexist in perfect balance.
That's a great analogy.
Okay.
Now hold on tight, because this next concept
okay.
is where things get really mind-bending.
Right.
Lynch's idea of singular infinity.
Okay.
He challenges traditional mathematical model by proposing that there aren't an infinite number of infinities.
Okay.
But rather a single bounded infinity limited by the speed of light.
Wait, bounded infinity? How can infinity have boundaries? I'm struggling to wrap my head around that.
It's a challenging concept, mm-hmm. even for seasoned physicists.
Yep.
Lynch suggests that the speed of light acts as a cosmic speed limit.
Okay.
A boundary that defines the potential of the universe
mm-hmm.
within a singular infinity.
Okay.
It's a radical idea
yeah.
that pushes the boundaries of how we understand the universe.
This is already giving me a lot to chew on.
Okay.
So how does the chapter Equatus fit into all of this?
That's where we put on our detective hats
okay.
and start looking for clues. As you read Equatus,
okay.
keep an eye out for hints of these Noelian concepts yeah. woven into the story.
Mm-hmm.
Do the characters grapple with free will in a universe
okay.
that might be predetermined?
Mm-hmm.
Do they experience time in a non-linear way? Does the story itself mirror that dance between control and chaos?
So we're not just reading a story.
No.
We're deciphering a code. A
yeah.
hidden language within the narrative.
Precisely.
Wow.
And remember, this was co-written with an AI,
yeah.
which adds a whole other layer of complexity. Anthology and Equatus specifically
okay.
are portals into Lynch's unique worldview,
mm-hmm.
a blend of science, philosophy, and maybe even a bit of prophecy.
I can see why you call this a deep dive.
Yes.
But how do we make sure everyone listening
right.
from science newbies to seasoned philosophers can follow along.
That's where our different perspectives come in.
Oh, yeah.
Think of it like we're tailoring the explanation for different types of explorers venturing into the Noelian universe.
Okay. I like where this is going.
All right.
Let's break it down.
Let's say we're explaining this to someone who's completely new to science.
Right.
They hear speed of light and their eyes might glaze over.
We definitely don't want to lose them in a sea of technical jargon.
Exactly. So to explain singular infinity to them, instead of complex equations, we could use the analogy of a ripple in a pond.
Okay.
The ripple expands outward, but it's still confined by the edges of the pond.
That's a great visual.
Mm-hmm.
It shows that even within a boundary, there can be infinite complexity and movement. It's like the universe is both vast and contained at the same time.
Precisely. And for that control and chaos concept, imagine a dance. Sometimes the dancers move in perfect sync. That's control.
Okay.
Other times they improvise and move freely. That's chaos.
Okay.
Both are necessary for the dance to be dynamic and captivating.
I love that analogy. Yeah. That makes a complex idea so much more relatable.
Oh.
Okay, now how about someone new to philosophy?
Right.
They're probably already drawing connections to some classic philosophical ideas, right?
Absolutely. They might see parallels between Lynch's concept of automaton and entropium, these ultimate realms of perfect forms and dissolution, and Plato's theory of forms, or they might connect the Noelian universe's constant state of flux with Heraclitus's famous quote, "Everything flows and nothing abides."
It's fascinating to see how Lynch's ideas
build
upon a long history of philosophical thought.
Exactly. And for someone exploring theology, we can delve into how the Noelian universe might reshape our understanding of the divine.
Okay.
Could singular infinity suggest a creator deity who set the boundaries of existence?
Okay.
Does the ternary structure of time change how we view the afterlife?
Okay.
Not as a linear progression, but as a state of being that coexists with the past and present.
It's like Lynch is inviting us to reconsider our fundamental beliefs.
Yes.
About the nature of reality and the divine.
Precisely. It's not about providing definitive answers, but about encouraging the listener to engage with these big questions from a fresh perspective.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork with Lynch's background.
Yes.
And the key principles of the Noelian universe.
Right.
Now let's delve into Aquinas itself.
All right.
And see how these concepts are woven into the narrative.
I'm ready when you are. Let's explore the world that Lynch, with the help of Gemini 1.5 Pro, has created.
Okay.
Let's imagine we're stepping into Aquinas alongside someone who's brand new to science.
All right.
One of the first things they might encounter is Lynch's description of a character experiencing time as a shattered mirror.
Okay.
Reflecting fragments of past, present, and future all at once.
That's a brilliant way to illustrate the ternary structure of time.
Yeah.
It's not just an abstract concept.
Right.
It's woven into the character's lived experiences.
Exactly. And for our philosophy newcomer, Aquinas offers a chance to grapple with big questions about free will and determinism. One character, for example, struggles with the idea that their choices might already be predetermined, echoing those ancient philosophical debates about fate versus free will.
It's like Lynch is inviting us to re-examine these age-old questions through a Noelian lens.
Precisely. And for someone exploring theology for the first time,
Aquinas
might spark questions about the nature of the divine and the afterlife. If time isn't linear, does that change our understanding of a soul's journey?
Okay.
Does Lynch's concept of a singular infinity point towards the existence of a creator deity?
It's fascinating how Aquinas can be interpreted through so many different lenses, sparking profound questions regardless of one's background.
It's a testament to the power of Lynch's storytelling and his ability to weave complex ideas into a compelling narrative.
Speaking of compelling narratives, we can't overlook the fact that Anthology was co-created with an AI.
Absolutely.
This aspect alone is sure to pique the interest of many listeners.
Right.
Especially those new to the world of artificial intelligence.
Absolutely. It's one of the most groundbreaking aspects of this project.
Okay.
Lynch didn't simply use AI as a tool.
Okay.
He treated Gemini 1.5 Pro as a creative partner.
Wow.
He would feed the AI prompts and ideas
Okay.
related to the Noelian universe,
Mm-hmm.
and it would generate text passages, often unexpected and thought-provoking.
Wow.
Which Lynch then integrated into the story.
So it was a true collaboration, a back and forth.
Yes.
Between human and artificial intelligence.
Absolutely.
Each pushing the boundaries of the other's creativity.
Precisely. Lynch describes it
Yep.
as a dance between human and machine.
Okay.
Where the AI's contributions often surprised him.
Oh, wow.
Leading the story in directions he hadn't anticipated.
That makes me wonder.
Yeah.
About the future of storytelling and art in general.
Right.
What possibilities are unlocked when humans and AI collaborate at this level?
It's a question worth pondering.
Yeah.
An anthology is a fascinating case study in the potential of this kind of partnership.
Okay, I want to shift gears for a moment and talk about something that really struck me while reading Anthology.
Right.
Something that Lynch weaves subtly into the narrative.
Okay.
But that has profound implications for how we understand the Noelian universe.
I'm intrigued. What is it?
It's the idea of ancestry and lineage.
Ah, yes.
Throughout the book,
Great.
Lynch brings up his own family history.
Okay.
Sharing stories of his ancestors.
Okay.
And exploring how their lives and choices might have shaped his own.
It's fascinating how he connects his personal lineage
Yes.
to the broader themes of the Noelian universe.
Yes.
It's as if he's suggesting
mm-hmm.
that our ancestors are more than just figures from the past.
Right.
They're part of us.
Mm-hmm.
Their experiences woven into our very being.
It reminds me of the concept of ancestral memory.
Exactly.
The idea that we carry echoes of our ancestors' lives within us, influencing our thoughts, behaviors, mm-hmm. and even our perceptions of reality.
Exactly. And Lynch takes it a step further,
okay.
linking his ancestry to specific historical figures and events.
Wow.
Tracing his lineage back centuries and exploring how those connections might have contributed to both the light and shadow aspects of his own personality.
It makes you wonder how much of who we are
right.
is determined by our genes, our upbringing, or perhaps these echoes of our ancestors' lives reverberating through time.
It's a question
yeah.
that has fascinated philosophers and scientists
yeah.
for centuries. And Lynch's exploration of ancestry adds another layer of complexity to the equation.
It's as if he's saying
yes.
that the Noelian universe isn't just about the cosmos.
Right.
It's also about the personal,
yes.
the intimate, the stories
yes. Absolutely.
That have shaped us as individuals.
Precisely. He's inviting us to embark on our own journeys of self-discovery,
yeah.
to explore our family histories,
uh-huh.
and consider the threads of lineage
mm-hmm.
that have woven together
yeah.
the unique tapestry of our lives.
It's not just a theory.
Right.
It's a deeply personal exploration of who we are
yes.
and where we come from.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the most compelling aspects of Lynch's work.
Yeah.
He takes these mind-bending concepts.
Okay.
Singular infinity, the ternary structure of time, the interplay of control and chaos, and grounds them in the personal, the relatable,
okay.
the stories that make us human.
It's a brilliant approach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know we've been talking a lot
right.
about the theoretical underpinnings of Anthology
yeah.
and the Noelian universe.
Right.
But Lynch doesn't just present us with abstract ideas.
No. Nope.
He also takes us on a journey through a range of potential futures for humanity.
Right.
Both utopian and dystopian.
Yes. Anthology offers glimpses into what might be, encouraging us to consider the consequences of our choices.
Yeah.
Both individually and as a species. It's a powerful blend of speculation and social commentary.
Okay, so let's start with the utopian visions.
All right.
What kind of future does Lynch envision?
Okay.
If humanity embraces the Noelian universe and its principles?
He paints a picture of a world
okay.
where technology and nature coexist in harmony.
Okay.
Where societies are built on collaboration and interconnectedness.
Okay.
Where the singular infinity is seen not as a limitation, but as a source of limitless creativity and potential.
It sounds almost like a return to Eden.
Yes.
But with advanced technology integrated in a way
mm-hmm.
that enhances life rather than diminishes it.
Exactly. It's a vision of a future
okay.
where humanity has evolved beyond its current limitations,
okay.
embracing a more holistic and sustainable way of being.
That's a future I think many of us would long to experience.
Absolutely.
But what about the flip side?
Okay.
What are the dystopian possibilities that Lynch explores?
He doesn't shy away from showing us the potential consequences of our darker impulses.
Okay.
He envisions worlds where technology has become a tool of control and oppression, where individuality is suppressed, and where the Newellian universe has been twisted and distorted to serve the interests of the powerful.
So it's not technology itself.
No.
That's the problem. But how we choose to use it.
Right.
It's a cautionary tale.
Exactly.
About the potential pitfalls of unchecked technological advancement.
Precisely. Lynch is urging us to be mindful of the choices we're making today, both individually and collectively, and to consider the potential long-term consequences of our actions.
It makes you wonder which path we're currently on.
Right.
Are we heading toward a utopian future of harmony and interconnectedness?
Yeah.
Or are we stumbling toward a dystopian world of control and division?
It's a question that each listener must answer for themselves.
Yeah.
Lynch's work provides us with a framework for understanding the stakes and encourages us to engage actively in shaping the future we want to create.
Now, I'm ready for another dose of mind-bending Newellian concepts.
All right.
Let's talk about the 81 AI viewpoints.
Okay.
And the Aquatis engine.
All right.
What exactly is Lynch trying to convey with these ideas?
This is where he takes the idea of multiple perspectives to another level.
Okay.
The Aquatis engine is a hypothetical system that utilizes AI to explore all possible viewpoints within the framework of the Newellian universe.
Okay.
Imagine an AI capable of analyzing every potential outcome, every subtle variation, every branching path within the infinite tapestry of reality.
So it's like having 81 different versions of the Newellian universe, each one slightly different, each offering a unique perspective on the nature of reality.
Exactly. It's Lynch's way of acknowledging the inherent complexity of existence. There isn't just one answer, one truth, one perspective.
Right.
The Newellian universe is a constantly evolving, multifaceted system.
Okay.
And the Aquatis engine is a tool for exploring that complexity in all its dazzling glory.
I'm trying to wrap my head around the sheer scope of that.
Yeah.
It's like saying that the universe is a vast, interconnected web of possibilities.
Right.
And we're only just beginning to grasp its true nature.
Precisely. And that's what makes Anthology and Aquatis specifically so compelling.
Yeah.
It's an invitation to explore, to question, to imagine, and to embrace the paradox.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
From David Noel Lynch's background and the core principles of the Newellian universe to the specific ways those ideas come to life in Aquatis.
Mm-hmm.
We've explored the implications for science, philosophy, and theology.
Yes.
And we've even delved into the potential futures that Lynch envisions for humanity. But there's one more fascinating element of Anthology that I want to touch on before we wrap up.
I'm all ears. What else has Lynch woven into this intricate tapestry?
It's the way Lynch uses Anthology as like a launch pad for exploring these potential futures.
Okay.
He doesn't just describe them.
Right.
He challenges us to imagine how we navigate these worlds.
That's right. It's as if he's created a sort of thought experiment using the Newellian universe as a framework.
Exactly. And this is where I think the AI collaboration gets really, really interesting.
Right.
Lynch actually used Gemini 1.5 Pro to like help him generate these potential future scenarios.
Ah, so it wasn't just about co-writing the story itself, but also about using AI as a tool for brainstorming and expanding the possibilities.
Precisely. Lynch would feed the AI prompts like imagine a society where the ternary structure of time is fully understood and embraced.
Okay.
Or what would a dystopia look like within the Newellian universe?
That's fascinating. So the AI was almost like a co-pilot in his imaginative exploration.
Exactly. And what's remarkable is how the AI, working within the parameters of the Newellian principles, was able to generate ideas and scenarios that Lynch himself hadn't even considered.
It speaks to the potential of AI, not just as a tool for automation, but as a catalyst for creativity and innovation.
Absolutely. And this is where Lynch introduces the concept of the Aquatis engine. Now, this isn't a physical machine.
Okay.
It's more like a conceptual framework.
Okay. I'm intrigued. What is the Aquatis engine?
Imagine a system that could use AI to explore all possible viewpoints within the Newellian universe. Lynch talks about 81 distinct AI viewpoints, each representing a unique perspective on reality.
81 viewpoints? That's a lot to process. What's the significance of that number?
It's not entirely clear, but it seems to relate to Lynch's fascination with numerology and symbolism. He often uses numbers to represent complex ideas and concepts.
Ah, so it's not just a random number, but one that likely holds a deeper meaning within the Noellian framework.
Exactly. And the Aquatis engine, if it could be built, would essentially be a tool for navigating these multiple viewpoints, allowing us to see the universe from every possible angle.
It's like a kaleidoscope of perspectives,
right,
each one offering a different glimpse into the nature of reality.
Precisely. And Lynch suggests that by understanding and embracing these multiple viewpoints, we might be able to unlock new levels of knowledge and understanding about the universe and our place within it.
So anthology isn't just a collection of stories.
Yeah.
It's almost like a blueprint for a new way of thinking, a new way of perceiving reality.
Exactly. And Aquatis, in particular, serves as a key that unlocks this Noellian universe,
yeah,
and invites us to explore its infinite possibilities.
I think we've only scratched the surface of what anthology and Aquatis have to offer. It's a work that demands to be reread, reexamined, and pondered upon from multiple perspectives.
Absolutely. So to our listeners, we encourage you to dive into David Noel Lynch's anthology and see where it takes you. It's a journey that might just challenge your assumptions about reality and open your mind to a whole new way of seeing the universe. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.